Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is so excited about you, already in progress.
The promises of God. Now then, I'm going to tell you that I believe, and I've heard Dave and Jeff both talk about this.
Could I say two more things about that?
Oh, sure, sure. Where's the microphone? There you go. Okay.
I'm Doc John, and that just reminded me, thank you, Jack, of a dear friend of mine, and his mother is really a saint. Okay. And she, where she lived, went through a tornado like that. And when the storm was over, she walked out to see what had happened. And as she looked around, every single house was flattened, except for hers. And hers had not been touched.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that one. Okay, yeah. Praise the Lord.
And then we had some dear friends, same kind of thing, that came from the Midwest last Christmas to visit us. And as they left, they delayed their departure because there were bad storms in the area. And they got out on the highway, and they just felt like the Lord said to pull over. And they didn't understand what that was about, and they pulled over, and a tornado went right here in Dallas. Went right in front of them on the highway, and 6, 7, 8, 9 people died.
Wow.
right there.
I've got to tell you, here a while back, when we had a terrible storm down here in Dallas, this is funny. I saw it on TV, and the storms were everywhere, and they were doing all kinds of destruction. There was an insurance agent called me and said, Thurman, have you heard the weather report? And I said, yes, I have. He said, have you prayed against that yet? I said, well, I just fixing to. He says, don't do it. We need some business. I said, I can't believe you want me not to pray against this destruction. So anyway, I said, okay, I'll just let God do his thing. He'll do whatever he wants to do. So I did. I didn't pray. And one of the couples that go to this church, their house was in that. And their house was totally destroyed. When he come to church and told me, he said, Thurman, my house was totally destroyed. I said, wow, I knew I should have prayed. He said, no, I'm glad you didn't. I said, what do you mean? He said, our house was old, and they're going to build us a brand new one. We're going to get a brand new house out of this deal. So, I mean, so can God do all kinds of good stuff? He's really something here, but he's given us dominion and power and authority. And as long as you know it, as long as you walk in obedience to God's word, and as some of you know, we're putting out these Psalm 91 cards. We're giving them out to every police officer and fire department in the entire state of Texas. I forget, Bill Wagner is doing this for...
He's given out 9,800
so far.
Amen.
Wow, praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to share... Is this on?
I think it is.
Is it working? Okay. Okay. I work on towers. I climb towers, and I work on the lights on towers up to 2,000 feet or so. And I've seen miracles multiple times in the same respect you're talking about. In one case, the very first time I found out we had authority in Jesus' name, I hadn't known this, and people were telling me this, and I was saying, that's presumptuous. We can pray, but we can't use authority. And so we're up at the top of a 1,000-foot tower, and I saw all the clouds around us, and I prayed lightly that the clouds wouldn't come. And my employee, he's inside the tower, and I'm telling him, watch for the clouds, because if they come, we need to get down. Well, he wasn't really watching, and the clouds came, and we were in a storm. And it was tornadic activity. And I mean, there were huge drops, lightning was all around us, and it was, we were in harm's way. And so I got inside that tower, I closed that dome up I was working on, I came inside the tower, and I was angry because I had just prayed. And so I looked up at the clouds and I said, I command you to go in the name of Jesus the Christ right now. And then I looked down again thinking, how presumptuous of me. If anybody had the authority to move the clouds, Paul did. And he was in three shipwrecks. And I looked back up and the clouds were gone. And Nathaniel says to me, he says, Tom, do you want to go back to work? And I said, well, no, it's time to go down. The engineer needs to go home and we need to come back tomorrow again anyway. So I'm marking these clouds and I'm climbing down and I'm taking a long time climbing down, about a half hour. And the clouds aren't moving and they're a long ways away. And we get inside the building and then it rained and there was no lightning and there was no wind. It was just a nice light rain after that. Hallelujah. But again, another one that you just triggered me on this one. I had two employees at my house. We were sleeping, getting ready to go climb a tower the next day. And tornadic activity came over the house. And I commanded that none of the trees on my property and that nothing would be harmed whatsoever. And that I could hear the tornado. I could hear the train sound and the high winds coming. And that nobody would be hurt anywhere around here. And right then, I didn't know this, but this truck was lifted off of... I live right next to 53, a highway. This truck was lifted off the ground. And you could see where he was lifted because he went off the wrong side of the road, two-lane highway. So you could see his smear marks in the mud. And his truck was lifted up, set backwards in the trees, in between two trees, without a scratch on him and without a scratch on his truck. And he was just praising God that he was not harmed.
Wow. Praise
and I mean, that was me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm commanding the storm not to come near my house and not to harm anybody or anything. And right then, this guy was lifted off the ground. That same day, I went into town and met somebody in a restaurant. And they said, yeah, I had just missed that. I was just ahead of it. But this guy was right in it. And hallelujah. I mean, we've seen so many storms go now. I've seen so many people healed in Jesus' name. My employee's been healed like 70-some times just from aches and pains and times when he couldn't climb. But now he can climb because he's healed in Jesus' name. I mean, we've seen homeless people made completely whole in Jesus' name. And I've seen this more times than not. It's like when you're ministering to the homeless, don't be afraid. He used me. If he can use me, he can use anyone. He can use any of you. If you see homeless people that are in need, ask them, hey, how are you feeling? And they'll tell you, oh, I have a broken rib, or I've seen broken ribs healed. I've seen everything you can imagine. I've seen poked out eyeballs made completely whole right in front of my eyes instantly with homeless people. In Jesus' name, through his name, we have power and authority. And like he's saying, when you're preaching the gospel, Jesus backs it up with power to back up his word. And that's why it's easy to get unbelievers healed. It's also easy to get people that are backslidden healed so that they'll know that Jesus loves them and that they need to turn from their wicked ways. But I also found that when I found Thurman here, that there were a lot of people that weren't getting healed that were mostly Christians, and it's because they weren't confessing their sins and being made right before God. And so what Thurman's doing is not just healing them, but he's also making them right before God. He's making them walk in holiness, which is important. We all have to walk in holiness and in uprightness before him. If we're not right before him. And that makes us right, and that extends our life and our health. Hallelujah.
Amen. Before you leave, pray for my eyes.
Yes, sir.
Right now. I want you to pray for my eyes right now.
Which eye? Praise God. All of them? All right.
Both of my eyes. They're...
All right now. We're all agreeing on this, right? We're in agreement. Where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst. And if two of you ask concerning anything, you will have whatever you say. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I command your eyes to be healed right now. Eyes be healed. Eyes be opened.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My eyes are healed. Praise the Lord. The manifestation will occur any time, just like I told Jack. He didn't get it right there, but he got it the time he got to the car. So anyway, it's a done deal. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Can I share
some? Sure. We got a testimonies are going. Okay.
I used to live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had a roommate friend of mine who was a mountain climber, rock climber, and he had me to go with him a couple times. And there was one time in Phoenix, we stayed in Phoenix, and climbed Pinnacle Peak there. I got to the top and I sat down. I looked out over the western part of the city as far as I could see, and I saw these clouds coming, and they seemed to stop and then spread out across the whole city. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. It's like somebody's in control, you know? And I realized it was God. And then as they stopped spreading out, they started to move forward toward the city, and lightning flashes and rain and thunder and everything else started. And I said to myself, if that's not God, I don't know what is.
Amen. Praise yes. the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now then, I'm gonna start out with something. I want to see if, since we talk about this sin-sickness relationship, and of course, I teach another thing, too, that sickness comes from God. And most people don't believe that. I have very few pastors that agree with me on this. But I'm going to show you some of the scriptures I use, and I want you to tell me what you think about these scriptures. Because I believe that from what I'm going to show you in the scripture, I believe that God doesn't want to have to heal us. He wants us to be well all the time. He don't want to have to heal us. He wants us to be well. So to do that, I have found in the Word, and I'm going to take Exodus 15:26. That's the first one, Exodus 15:26. And I want you to look at the King James Bible, Exodus 15:26. And look what this says. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and to do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we'll return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is So Excited About You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.